This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Political parties effortful to forge consensus on Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC Compact. House of Representatives meeting scheduled for yesterday postponed till Sunday. Nepal government and World Bank signed 2.14 billion rupees concessional loan agreement. And Western nations impose sanctions on Russian President Putin and Foreign Minister Lavrov. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba and main opposition CPN-UML chairperson KP Sharma Oli discussed the agenda of removing current parliamentary deadlock and endorsing the Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC Compact tabled at the Parliament on consensus at a meeting yesterday. Government spokesperson and Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Ganendra Bahadur Karki, informed that the Prime Minister Deoba proposed main opposition party leader Oli to shun his stance and endorse MCC from the Parliament on consensus among all parties for the nation's welfare. Prime Minister Deoba had proposed Oli to stand united in the present time as both parties are bound with identical democratic norms. The minister also informed that the ruling coalition is still intact. A meeting of the House of Representatives scheduled for 1 p.m. yesterday has been postponed till 27th of February. Issuing a notice, the Federal Parliament Secretariat postponed the House of Representatives meeting till Sunday, citing a special reason. Holding theoretical discussion on the U.S.-funded Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC Compact was the agenda of the House meeting. The CPN Maoist Center has decided to conclude the proposal of Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC Compact by keeping the existing ruling alliance intact. An unofficial meeting of the party's available former standing committee members stressed the need of keeping the alliance consolidated. In the meeting held at Party Chairman Puspa Kamal Dahal's residence, Maoist Center leaders said the termination of the alliance would not be in the interest of the nation and people. According to Party Leader Haribol Gajrel, the meeting was univocal that the alliance should be kept intact despite the party's differing views regarding some of the MCC's provisions. The ruling of parties have so far been unable to build a common understanding of the compact. However, leaders are effortful to forge consensus among all partners regarding the MCC Compact. Meanwhile, CPN-UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli has clarified that his party will not indulge in any activities beyond the national interest. Addressing a program in Pokhara yesterday, Chair Oli said the UML was not in favor of the MCC Compact in the status quo. He also accused the ruling coalition of failing to give a concrete outlet to the nation. The government of Nepal has signed an agreement for the second additional concessional loan financing of 2.14 billion rupees with the World Bank. The agreement was signed yesterday by Finance Secretary Madhukumar Marasini and World Bank Country Director Faris Haddad Jarbas on behalf of their respective sides amidst a program at the Ministry of Finance. The Finance Ministry says the loan is for COVID-19 emergency response and health system preparedness project. The use of the proposed loan assistance is believed to further facilitate the expansion of the comprehensive vaccination campaign against COVID-19. The government has formed a committee to investigate an incident relating to access of a person without a passport and a visa to the Nepal Airlines aircraft on the 21st of February. The aircraft was about to take off towards Doha of Qatar from Tribhuwan International Airport. The Ministry of Home Affairs has described the case as highly sensitive in terms of security and decided to bring it under investigation. The committee will also assess the security situation of the Tribhuwan International Airport. The Ministry of Health and Population is to provide a free PCR test facility to the workers for overseas employment. The minister-level meeting held yesterday under the chairmanship of Health Minister Birodh Khatiwada decided to provide a free PCR test facility to foreign employment seekers. A worker going for overseas employment could undergo a PCR test once he or she purchased a ticket after completing all necessary procedures. The free PCR test is available at Bir Hospital, Shahid Shukraraj Tropical and Infectious Disease Hospital and National Public Health Laboratory. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 278 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal. The number of cases was confirmed while testing 8,628 samples yesterday. Likewise, 555 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry recorded one corona-related death, taking the COVID-19 death toll to 11,932 in the country so far. Minister for Education Devendra Paudel held a meeting yesterday with the National Planning Commission Vice Chairman Dr. Biswa Paudel in a bid to increase the budget for the education sector. During his meeting, the Education Minister urged Vice Chairman Paudel to allocate at least 20% more budget for the education sector. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Prem Bahadur Ali says that the Tikapur Airport in Kailali district will be brought into operation soon. During the on-site visit to the airport yesterday, Minister Ali shared that a total of 20 million rupees had been allocated for the airport in the current fiscal year. The minister also informed that coordination is underway with the World Bank to build a fast track from Dhangadi Airport to New Delhi in India, leading up to Lake Mansarovar in Tibet. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. Western nations have ordered personal sanctions on Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov over the invasion of Ukraine. The men's assets in the US, EU, UK and Canada will be frozen and, in the case of the US, a travel ban imposed. The announcement came on the second day of the Russian attack on its neighbor. Such punitive measures against leaders are rare. The EU has ever only imposed sanctions on the presidents of Syria and Belarus. For instance, it is unclear how significant the assets of Mr. Putin and Mr. Lavrov are in the US, EU, UK and Canada and what practical impact the sanctions will have. Russia later vetoed a draft United Nations resolution to condemn the invasion of Ukraine after a debate at the United Nations Security Council. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudarpashchim Province and partly cloudy in the rest of the country today. Brief rain and thunder showers accompanied with gusty winds and hail are likely to occur at some places of Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudarpashchim Province and at a few places of the hilly region of the province number 1 and Bagmati province. There are chances of light to moderate snowfall at some places of the high mountainous region today. Currently, the western low pressure system has a general influence in the country. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley was 8.8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature was 20.5 degrees Celsius with traces of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Political parties effortful to force consensus on Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC Compact. House of Representatives meeting scheduled for yesterday, postponed till Sunday. Nepal government and World Bank signed 2.14 billion rupees concessional loan agreement and United Western Nations imposed sanctions on Russian President Putin and Foreign Minister Lavrov. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 2 in the afternoon. Stay tuned. And have a good day.